Welcome to Not Over, Just Different. I'm your host, Natalie Ledwell, founder of Mind Movies, the ultimate personal development tool to visualize and achieve your greatest life. This podcast is for women who are looking for inspiration and guidance as they navigate the changes that come through moving through the various stages of life, or for anyone asking themselves, who do I want to be? Now, on this transformational show, I'll be talking to inspiring people from all walks of life about their stories of how they faced and overcame life's challenges in powerful ways. These are raw, candid conversations, often not shared until now. We'll be discussing topics like health, relationships, life's transitions, aging gracefully, and learning to see life from a fresh new perspective. We explore what it means to continually grow and evolve as your world changes and live a fulfilling life. As well, we'll provide you with amazing tools and resources to help you move through change with courage and resilience. So if you're ready to take the plunge and start your journey to becoming your most powerful, authentic self, then join me, Natalie Ledwell, on Not Over, Just Different, for insightful conversations about how to tackle life's new chapter. Well, hello everyone and welcome to the podcast for this week. This week, my special guest is the amazing Mike Murphy. Hi, Mike. How are you, darling?
Hi, Natalie. How are you today?
I am fantastic. Now, Mike is actually coming to us all the way from Colombia, we're going to be talking a little bit about his passion project at the moment and what he's doing to fulfill what he feels at this time is his purpose. Now, a lot of us that are listening to the podcast, I know that we get to this time of our life and we're like, okay, well, I know that I'm destined for something different, or I want to feel some kind of a purpose. I think, you know, we've had our roles as being of responsibility as being a wife, a mother, a caretaker, or whatever that is. But now it's like, well, I have all this ability and I really want to funnel it into something that I really feel I can make a difference. And so we're going to be talking quite a bit about that today. So, Mike, I know that you have written several books, one specifically on manifestation. So I wanted to just talk a little bit about that right now because, you know, I think, you know, as we were saying before we started the podcast, that manifestation, it kind of is like it's a system. It's a formula that you can follow that anyone could do. It doesn't matter where you are in your life, how old you are, where you've come from, or, you know, where it is that you want to go. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, how you approach manifestation, you know, and is it different to other methods?
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for bringing up purpose, because what I'm manifesting and creating right now is I really believe my life's purpose. So if you can tap into that power, then, you know, you jump out of bed first thing in the morning, you stay up late at night. I mean, you're dialed in. So I'm in the zone right now, but we'll get to that in a second. So I was taught this process in 1982. I was a total loser, had no future in my life. And I met a man that said, you come here 1 hour a week and I'll show you how to get everything you want in your life. And I have an eighth grade education. I'm in a 12-step program. I'm divorced with a 2-year-old. I mean, I have no future, no hope, no nothing, no money. And he taught me this process. He said, Mike, the first thing is there's no difference between imagination and reality. So I would challenge all your listeners and viewers right now, think of one thing in your physical reality that didn't first start as a thought and a desire. Because everything starts there. Everything in your physical life started there. So we're all manifestors. But he said, listen, so there's no difference between imagination and reality. Then he said, what is it that you want most? And I had walked out on my baby daughter, 2-month-old, and my wife, and now we're divorced for 2 years, and I was miserable. I couldn't stay off drugs and alcohol because of that. And I said, I want my wife back. He goes, okay, let's write a paragraph or two, what that feels like, what that looks like, if it exists today. So I started writing. I know this woman hates my guts. Lisa and I are so happily married. Our daughter, Michelle, thrives in this marriage, right? And all of a sudden, it felt weird, but all of a sudden, I got a little inkling of hope, okay? And so we finished that one. Next week, what do you want? I want to own my own business. What do you want? I want to make 10 grand a month. What do you want? I want to own my own house. What do you want? I want to run a marathon. He goes, okay, week 6 has got to be contribution. So I was a troubled youth. My dad was a troubled youth. We're going to open a boys' home for troubled youth. But here was the magic. Week 7 was the magic. He said, he brings out a boom box. That's how old I am, ladies and gentlemen. And he put in a cassette tape with Theta Brainwave music on it. He handed me a microphone attached to a cassette recorder, and he put in a blank tape. And then he handed me a relaxation script. He said, I want you to read the relaxation script, read your six intentions, and away you go. And I do that. He hands me the cassette and he says, listen, every morning, right when you wake up, because you'll be in the right brainwave, which is theta, and every night, right before you go to sleep, when you get into that theta. Now, I didn't know any of this at the time, right? I'm just a dumb kid following directions, desperate. It was $350 it cost me. I didn't have 35 cents, right? So, I mean, that's how desperate I was. I just followed the simple directions. Within 4 months, I own my own business and I'm 60 grand in debt. I can't rip two nickels together. And I mean, how that happened is a miracle. And 2 years later, my wife, who was my divorced wife, calls me up, asks me out on a date for a Christmas party, and we get remarried and have three more kids. So my point is, all of this works. And it's all about, look at how nature works. You plant something in the ground and something comes. Same thing here. You plant a thought into the field of infinite possibilities. You attach a bunch of emotional juice to it, especially love, service, gratitude, and it goes out and you draw it back like a magnet with your heart. And we're all doing that. We're all manifestors. What's the difference? A lot of us go from manifesting to becoming victims. And when you're a victim because it didn't work, poor me, now you're a victim, you've given up your power. And I say, no, we need to be a powerful creator. So what does that mean? I got to take responsibility for everything in my life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I got to own it all, okay? Whether it was just a freak accident, I still take responsibility for everything because now I can fix it. So I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your circumstances are. If you can grasp this concept and understand that thoughts or frequencies vibrate in a certain frequency, you put them into this field and this heart, this magnetic heart draws them back, you know, within reason. Okay. I'm 66. I'm not going to manifest playing quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. So we have to be within reason, but we can manifest so much better life, so much better health, so much better relationships, just using this simple technique.
Right. All right. So you talked about theta brainwaves, which I think that we are naturally predisposed to going into theta as we're falling asleep and as we're waking up. So I can see why doing that little exercise was, you know, very helpful. And so are you just reciting your affirmations or your intentions at that time? Like what's the process that you're going through there?
Yeah. So the relaxation script puts me into a self-hypnotic trance, which we all are from birth to about age 8. That's how we learn, right? Mm-hmm. So by doing that, now I can pierce the conscious mind and get into the subconscious mind, and I can start reprogramming the subconscious mind at the same time. And then I just record those six intentions and I listen to them. And so in this theta brainwave state, the self-acknowledged state, now those intentions can get into the subconscious. So right now, your subconscious, my subconscious, everybody's subconscious, taking anywhere from 1 million to 10 million bits of information every second. That's how powerful it is. And then it delivers 40 bits of information to our conscious mind. Why? That's all our conscious mind can handle. You know, we can't, you know, sometimes it's hard to breathe and have a thought at the same time, right? So when we got to be able to focus, right? So what does the subconscious choose of those 40 bits of information? What it thinks we want. So if we walk around all day, my life sucks, nothing ever goes right, that subconscious computer is going to look for things that support that belief system. So that's why it's really important to tell this subconscious what I want. And there's a lot of science behind this. There's a reticular activating system. You know, for example, let's say you're thinking about buying a Toyota. All of a sudden, you're going to see nothing but Toyotas on the freeway. This is the way the brain works and the mind works, right? So yeah, you get in that relaxed state and just listen to those intentions every morning, every night.
Right. And I suppose the other question, because, you know, both you and I have had, experience with Dr. Joe Dispenza. And when it comes to visualizing, when you talk about imagination or visualization, how do you most effectively do that?
Well, you got to get very still and quiet. And this is where, when you were talking about purpose, find out what really turns you on, what really makes you excited, right? Mm-hmm. And now start to see that in your mind's eye, but more importantly, feel it in your body. Because once you start to feel it, you're setting the stage to receive it. You're preparing everything, your mind, your body, your heart, your soul, everything to receive. So when you start vibrating at that frequency, you know, Tesla said it's all energy, vibration, and frequency. So when I start vibrating that frequency of what I'm trying to attract, guess what? The right people start to show up, the right funding, the right ideas, and serendipity and synchronicity and all these miracles start to happen. And so that's what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think for a lot of what I teach too, which is very much in line with what Dr. Joe teaches, is that rather than seeing yourself as like a character in a movie, because we can go, okay, I want to have a successful business. You go, great. What does that look like? But when you go to visualize that, like technically you're like, well, and you might be jumping around to different scenes. I go, no, just choose a moment that you are going to experience once you have this life, created this business, and drop yourself into it with every sense that you have as if it's experience, like as if you're experiencing it now,
You just reminded me of something. So I told you I owned my own business after 4 months of meeting this guy and I never had, but it was a restaurant and it was closed. And I would go and I would look into the window. I would see myself behind the cash register collecting the money. I just focused on that and I could feel it. I could see it. And guess what? Then I could believe it. And then guess what? The right thought came. All that happened is the right thought came from wherever thoughts came from. Okay. I can't take credit for it. Okay. This thought arrived and I took action. That's the other key thing, right? There's a great book called Think and Grow Rich, but it's a lousy title because you can't just think and grow rich. You got to do something, right? So I got this great thought, the thinking, but then I took action on that thought and then I created that business.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the same for me. I at the moment I've created a curriculum for schools for social emotional learning, which is really important right now because mental health of children is really at a very critical level. And the amount and the caliber of the people that I'm getting introduced to is blowing my mind.
Right.
Because I know how this works.
but it shouldn't, right? I have the same thing. But because that's such a high purpose, right? So you're getting help from God, angels, everything. You know, if there's a dark side, ladies and gentlemen, there's a light side. So that's what I focus on that light side. So every night when I'm going to bed, I see angels coming and healing me. I see bright lights, energies coming and being with me, keeping me on the right path. I've been on the dark side. I've spent a lot of my life on the dark side. Okay. And so I know that's real. And so we live in duality. So the other side's got to be real now. So that's what I envision and imagine, that these angels are coming and serving me.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all have a team. I think that every single person on my team that's on that other side is pushing, like going, come on, Matt, you can do this, which
especially now. Yeah.
No, exactly. And I want to touch a little bit on the victim thing because I see this happening a lot with people that I work with. And I can find myself at times going into this as well. Yeah. Because I can, this project I've been working on has been about 5 years. So it's a long time. And we're on the edge of the springboard. Like it's happening. That there's no doubt it's happening this year. And I will have moments, because that's such a long time to be working on the one thing, where I can go into my little pity party and go, oh, man, why isn't it happening? And blah, blah, blah. And, what am I doing? Is it me? Am I the one that's holding this project back? Like, and I think the way that for me to alleviate that for myself is to really drop into the trust and surrender that the universe is like, it's happening exactly when it's supposed to.
I got news for you. I've been working on my project for about 5-6 years, and we're about 2 months away from our first retreat, right? Mm-hmm. And no one can throw a pity party better than me. But the truth is, you and I were human as well, okay? And we still have programming from our childhood. I think it takes a lifetime to unravel all that programming. So we have triggers. You throw a pity party. I tend to get angry at times when then I feel really bad because we're driven, right? And we really want to give this to the world. And so, but it's easy, it's easy to get down. Life is difficult right now. One of my favorite books is The Road Less Traveled, M. Scott Peck. The first line is life is difficult, right? And so we got to acknowledge that. And when we're doing, and also when you're doing a beautiful project like you're doing and what I'm doing, we're going to get attacked from the dark side as well, right? And so, and we're positive people. So that throws us in a little tizzy, if you will. But I was watching on your website this morning. I was watching your little intro video. You and I have a lot in common of how we think and what we're doing. So
yeah, absolutely. No, I know, and I think it is a common thing. I was at a meeting yesterday of one of my transformational leader groups, And we just did a little check-in before we started the meeting, and we're all having, you know, challenges this year, you know, with a whole bunch of different things, whether it's family or it's business or it's relationships or whatever. We all had a, like a struggle story, but it wasn't a victim story. And I think that is the, you know, the thing that we want to be careful of, especially when we're talking about our future and even our present, realizing it's a moment in time. It's not our life, it's a moment in time. And so, you know,
Okay, I want to pause for a moment to ask you this. When it comes to tackling important tasks, do you often find yourself putting them off right until the last minute? Do you often feel stressed and overwhelmed by what you should be doing and totally give up altogether? Are you constantly spinning in unproductive mental loops? Well, if you can relate, my good friend and mind expert, John Assaraf, and I are teaming up for a special online training where we'll show you exactly how to rewire your brain to eliminate the self-sabotaging patterns that are keeping you stuck right now. So if you're ready to replace procrastination with productivity, success, and fulfillment, then head over to notoverjustdifferent.com/masterclass to claim your free ticket.
And also, Natalie, these are crazy times. I mean, I'm 66 years old. I grew up in America. I know you're from Australia. I'm sure it's crazy down there now too, right? But America, oh my gosh. I grew up with Leave It to Beaver and Andy and Opie, and now we got what the heck is going on there, right? So these are difficult times. I really do believe that those systems are falling apart and on purpose by design. We're moving from a masculine energy into a feminine energy. And for those of us that are awake and doing good work, we're going to usher heaven back on the earth. Now, what's going to happen over here? I don't know. But I know one thing. If we unite and we do good, we can usher heaven back on the earth there.
Yeah. The other thing that I also have noticed is that I'm quicker to go into that victim story or the pity party if I'm not feeling good within my health, if I'm not feeling good within myself. I know that I need to have that foundation strong for me to have the motivation and the inclination and the excitement to be able to step, you know, into these bigger projects. Now, I know that is something that you have been working on very well as well. So, and I touched on it before, how you're down in Colombia. So tell me a little bit about this purpose that you're stepping into at this time of your life.
Yeah. So this started in 2011, my 38-year-old wife, after a 9-year battle with breast cancer, passed away. And I was devastated with grief. And immediately after that, a friend called me and said, hey, my sister-in-law is moving from Montana to the San Francisco Bay Area. She has stage 4 breast cancer. She's also 38. Can you take her to Margo? My late wife's name was Margo. Can you take her to Margo's oncologist? I said, sure. We go there. He orders some tests. I go with Amanda. We do like 3 or 4 hospital visits, a little surgery here, a test there. And so my wife was amazingly beautiful, smile light up a room. And, you know, I was mostly there all the time. We had great money, resources. We had great insurance. Amanda had just the opposite. No husband, not good insurance, not good resources. And she was African-American. I noticed that no husband there. And she was just treated differently. And it bothered me, but I didn't say anything. We get back to our oncologist and he says, Amanda, the best protocol to extend your life are 3 chemotherapies simultaneously. Unfortunately, your insurance will only pay for 1, and that's all I can give you. And I just said, hey, here's my credit card. You give her whatever you want. And that became the seed for the Love for Margo Foundation. So for 4 or 5 years, I gave financial grants to women below the poverty line while they're battling cancer. Why? They don't have money to begin with. Now they can't work. Now their expenses gone up and there was no safety net. So we'd give them $1,000 a month for 5 months. The theory being that you get them through treatment, then be back on their feet. The unfortunate truth is they got sicker and sicker and died about 90% of the time. So I'm throwing all this money away. No, very bad return on investment. Then I go, okay, what can I do now? I'm going to buy water purifiers, juicing machines, vegetables, strengthen their immune system, and maybe that will help. Now they think I'm their doctor. I'm a car salesman. So that was not sustainable either. That worked for a year. So I come to Columbia and I find this property and we're building this healing retreat center and we're going to charge people with money. But every year we bring 20 of these women or some of these women and some of these military guys from Iraq and Afghanistan that are suffering with this PTSD that no one's doing anything for. We bring them down here. The first week is a physical detox, a solid food vacation, juicing. We'd grow 50 vegetables on the most amazing soil. We're 7,000 feet in the Andes Mountains. Infrared saunas, coffee enemas. We're giving you IVs and ozone. There's a whole first week is all about getting the crap out of the body and putting good stuff back in and eliminating stress with Dr. Joe type meditations. Second week, we get into consciousness, spirituality, epigenetics. I love the work of Bruce Lipton. I love the work of Byron Katie. And of course, Dr. Joe already mentioned. So we get into that kind of spiritual work. We also introduce, for those that it's field that is being called in, we'll introduce plant medicine. Plant medicine is not for everybody. It's not a game. It's not a joke. It's a very powerful medicine. And it's for only those people that feel the calling to go try it. But we offer that. But there's other kinds of sacred ceremonies that we do here. We do healing coherence. We do open your heart ceremonies. We do sweat lodge ceremonies. So we're treating the body, because you just hit the nail on the head. I've been fighting mercury poisoning, and I was fighting some heart disease, and I got on this detox. My cardiologist blown away. We healed my heart like in 4 weeks, you know, so, and it was bad, really bad. And so this stuff works, but everybody's toxic. You cannot live in this world today. There's so many chemicals in the air, the water, the food. We don't even use real food in America. Some animals never even take a step, okay? So the whole system is a mess. And then you have all these pharmaceuticals. So we need to get this stuff out of our body, put good stuff in. But then we need to rewire these neural pathways that are serving us bad habits and rewire them with good habits. Then we got to move from the head to the heart, because this is where we really should live from. And we got to clear these emotional wounds. And then when all that's fixed, we have this amazing spiritual awakening. We go back to our community and we start sharing our love and our service to one another.
Right. I love that, because it's not just about the physical. It can't just be about the physical. Right. And then oftentimes we'll find that if we have some kind of dis-ease or some kind of condition, it can be related back to unfinished business, you know, yes. Past traumas, yes. You know, things that we really need to look at and face in our lives that, you know, that we can't do by ourselves. You know, we need to have that support around us. So, yes. So you said you're a couple of months away from opening. This is pretty exciting.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, this is the hardest thing I've ever done. I'm in a foreign country. I don't speak the language. It's different laws here, different work ethics. I'm not an American by any chance. So it's been an interesting thing, but we are close. I keep pushing it back, but right now we're hoping for December 2nd.
Right. And so why Colombia?
Well, that's interesting. You know, after my wife passed, I had a lot of time and I started really studying things, and I realized America was kind of going in the wrong direction. So I wanted to have a plan B. So I looked at all over the world, chose South America. I went to 4 countries, 8 cities. I just fell in love. Medellin was my third city. It's called the City of Eternal Spring. Every day it's 60 to 80 degrees here. You can grow anything. The people are beautiful. The food is good. The sky is clear. The air is good. So I just fell in love with it. This is an amazing place, honestly.
I love that. And so what's the long-term vision?
Well, we'll get these retreats going, and then we'll do our charitable retreat. And then the beautiful thing is ours are 2 weeks long, and we only do 17 a year. So that means we can rent it out to other retreat leaders. We can create other programs other than our signature retreat, the two-week one. So we might have a silent retreat. We might have couples retreat. Other retreat leaders might come in. So we built this. It's a breathtaking piece of property. The energy is palpable. When you walk on there, I always tell people, if you can't heal here, you're not going to heal anywhere. That's how profound the energy is. So it's a beautiful piece of property, and we want to use it in service to those that are doing good for the world and helping wake people up and heal people and bring people into a new consciousness. So that's the property. After that, who knows? We might have one on the beach. This is called Mountains of Hope because it's in the mountains of hope, or because it's in the mountains. We could have Waters of Hope, Sea of Hope, whatever. So we don't know where it's going to go from here. You know, I honestly have to be honest with you. I'm not creating this. It's being created through me. I'm a conduit. You know, my life has led me to this moment, and it's the hardest thing I've ever done, but I know I'm on, this is my legacy. This is my life's purpose. Where it goes after this is up to God, not me.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's part of stepping into purpose.
Yes.
Because it's like we can, and this is another part of that manifestation process, we can have an idea of what we think it's going to look like, but we really can't be married to that.
Yes. No, we got to be flexible. We want to be very, very specific with our intentions and totally flexible. So yeah. Let's say you're trying to manifest a guy in your life, right? And you say, you know, I want a dark hair. I want this, this, and this. Okay. That's what you want. You think you want, but remember you're co-creating with the creator of all, called God. And so be flexible, because the greatest blonde hair, you want a brunette, but the nicest, perfect blonde hair guy, maybe even your twin flame shows up. And just because the hair is the wrong color, you're going to miss it. So you got to be open-minded and accepting, you know. I'm sure you've read the book, The Surrender Experiment, right? Oh, yeah. This guy wanted to meditate. He just wanted to go in the Everglades and meditate, and he ends up being a billionaire because he says yes to life. And that's what I look at my life as. I'm in the river of life, and I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to go with it. You know, I have intentions. But it's this journey. We have to enjoy the journey, because believe me, when I started building this in my mind 6 years ago, it's nothing like it is now. So it's just being created with God.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a fantastic project, and I wouldn't mind coming down and visiting you at some stage.
You're always welcome here.
Yeah. So anyone who's listening to the podcast, you know, like I said, you've written several books. How do people reach you? How can they connect with you?
Yeah. So my personal website is mikemurphyunfiltered.com. And so you can get a hold of me there. And then the retreat center is mountainsofhope.com.
Wonderful. Well, Mike, it's been an absolute pleasure. Oh, yeah. Can I
add one thing? Because I created an app for free where you don't have to have a boombox and you don't have to play Theta Brainwave music. It's just Creation Frequency. It's a powerful app. You just can download it for free. We have a relaxation script in there. It's just a recorder. You write your intentions. If you want to learn how to do that, you can go to my YouTube channel, Mike Murphy Unfiltered. All that's for free. I'm about helping people improve the quality of their lives. And this technique works. So if you're struggling with anything, especially health, you write a powerful health intention. You know, you speak about Dr. Joe. I mean, look what he did with his health, you know, when he broke 7 vertebrae in his back, right? But he did the same process, you know, but it's really about using this technique to, especially for your health. So let's say I'm dealing with the health stuff right now, mercury poison. I love how my body's free of mercury. I love how my heart is functioning normally and how much energy I have. And you start listening to stuff like that. We're made up of 50 trillion living conscious cells. They start hearing that, they're going to respond.
Yeah. That's awesome. So guys, yeah, YouTube channel, Mike Murphy Unfiltered. So again, thanks, Mike. It's been a blessing having you on the show, and best wishes with everything that's happening at the retreat and all of your future endeavors, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Not Over, Just Different. If you've been inspired by this episode and want to take the next step in your journey, be sure to check out our welcome pack. It's a great way to start your own personal development journey with the help of our amazing community. Next week, we'll be back with even more inspiring stories and practical advice for anyone ready to take on their next chapter in life, feeling fully empowered and full of passion for the journey ahead. And be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast by visiting notoverjustdifferent.com. Also, a 5-star rating and review makes a huge difference in helping us get the word out. We'll talk to you again next week. Until then, keep living your best life.